Syrian refugees aren't the only ones coming to Greece. I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. Now that communism has fallen in Albania, many are fleeing to their neighboring country. So Andrew Tewin and his wife, who spent years working in Albania, are headed to Greece to continue their ministry with Pioneer's help.
It's been a great advantage to know the language because it's easy to meet Albanians and for us to start speaking to them, and it immediately creates a connection with them. In this culture, Albanians are very much second-class citizens and they're sometimes not trusted. One of the ways that we try to reach out to them is by helping them to see that God has not forgotten about them.
Next, we'll turn to a 74-year-old ministry whose mission has never changed, and yet it's as relevant as ever to a very special and critical people group. Keys for Kids started in 1942 after a young girl asked why there was nothing good for children on the radio. The Children's Bible Hour became a fixture in homes around the country, sharing the gospel to kids from 4 to 14. That age range is the time when most people hear and respond to the gospel. Greg Yoder says the ministry is thriving in print, broadcast, online, and through social media. Greg is optimistic about the future for Keys for Kids and its use of technology to share the gospel,
which really has allowed us to accomplish a lot of interesting things, even being able to reach into countries that you can't step foot in as a Christian.
Now that you know, it's your turn. Find the full versions of both these stories online at missionnews.org. Then connect with Pioneers and Keys for Kids to make an eternal difference. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Stories on current events and more at missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.